I am now thrilled to have with me a real special guest. Senkei, I don't know if you realize how thrilled I am to have you here. When I talked to your mom earlier this week, and she said, yeah, we can do that, I got a huge smile on my face. Welcome. And this is Senkei Littlepool, who you were at the White House 5 days ago. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 15, and I live on the north side. So, I've been doing science fairs for a while now, since the sixth grade. Some non-science things about me, I guess. I like to play baseball, and I started my own clothing brand, so I will be at Teen Invasion at the Warhol next Friday.
Excellent. Tell me about the clothing brand.
So I started it in October of last year, and I do graphic t-shirts. My opening, like, release party, as you could call it, I'm having downtown May 10th. So May 3rd, I'm going to just showcase some work, maybe to network some more.
Terrific. Before I forget, is there anybody you would like to say hello to or acknowledge?
I would like to thank the Hive Pittsburgh, via the Sprout Foundation, for helping me and in the nomination and confirmation of getting me to the White House, because it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And I know, is it Caleb, your brother, who's here?
Yes.
And I see him out there along with your mom. Now, when I was your age, it was this room right behind you that I brought my science fair project to. I have an engineering degree, and so I really like math and science a lot. And your project is fascinating to me. Can you talk a bit about it?
Well, my project was entitled Cell Tracing with CFSC, and CFSC is a fluorescent staining dye. So it's the first stage of a long-term research plan that I have, and the eventual goal is to get cells to proliferate within the brain, because the issue that we're having is that we have blood-brain barriers, which usually stop, like, bacteria and fungi, but there's viruses such as rabies and scoliosis that can enter into the brain, and antivirus cells can't enter into the brain because they're too big to fit through the blood-brain barrier. So my research was dealing with looking at a way to inject antiviral cells into the brain past the blood-brain barrier so that people who have rabies and it's moved into the brains will have an opportunity to still be saved because the antivirus cells can be injected directly into the brain.
So it's sort of a way of enhancing a natural filtering ability, if you will, for cells to find its way past the blood-brain barrier?
Yes, it's a way to bypass a natural organ that usual function is a good function, but in this scenario is doing more harm than it is good.
How did you do your research for this? Did you do anything anything experimental in nature, or is it mostly desktop research?
No, it was all lab research. And the way I was able to do this was I'm a participant in the Physician Scientist Training Program, or STEM Prep Project, and they had sent me to Philadelphia for 8 weeks. And while I was there, I worked in Thomas Jefferson University, their cancer biology department. And I worked with the senior scientist there, Dr. Craig Hooper, and there we came up with this project, and I did all the lab work throughout 8 weeks and presented it to peers of mine in the program.
That's incredible. And when you say peers of yours in the program, other teens or older people too?
No, just other teens, other 9th and 10th graders at the time. That are come nationally. It's a really excellent program. It follows me throughout college, so it's a 10-year program. So last year I was in Philadelphia, and the year before that I was in Dallas learning science concepts in a lecture format. So next year, or this summer, I hope to return to continue my research. And then in 11th grade, I'm sent to the NIH, and then the 12th grade, I'm sent to Seattle, and it goes from it can go anywhere from there, but they're national students, and some of my closest friends are in the program, and yeah.
That's terrific. And this is called the Physicians...
Scientist Training Program, but it is also known by the STEM Prep Project.
And is your involvement in that... By the way, this is Senke Littlepool from Pittsburgh, SciTech. He's in 10th grade, and you may have heard about his appearance at the White House on Monday by invitation. Is one of only 100 kids for the White House Science Fair 2013. Did SciTech make your connection with this project possible, or has your involvement predated SciTech High School?
No, I've been at SciTech since the 7th grade when it first opened, and I became a part of this program because of a very close teacher of mine, Dr. Kitchington, who I wouldn't be able to be in this program and go as far if she had not helped me along.
That's terrific. So Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy, does it start in 6th grade? I should know that. Is it 6th through 12th?
Yes, it's the 6th, 12th.
Okay. I'm not embarrassed, but I haven't been to SciTech. I've been to probably 70% of Pittsburgh public school buildings, but I haven't had a chance to visit SciTech. What's it like there?
It's a great environment. We're a nice little small school in the middle of Oakland. We're in Frick's old building. It's a really great environment because it's the type of place where a lot of ideas are just going around, and You can talk to other people who have the same interests as you, and there's teachers who are very effective at what they do. So I really do like the school.
If you'd like to ask Senke Littlepool a question, feel free to call us, 412-586-6300, especially if you're just curious, if you're a kid and would like to ask him a little bit about what motivates him or what the trip to the White House was like, feel free to call. You can call as an adult too, 412-586-6300 or 888-752-7234. So when did you find out that you were going to be going to Washington?
Last week, 7 days ago, if that, maybe last Friday.
So you had virtually no time, not a whole lot of time to think about it or to anticipate it. This happened really fast.
Yeah, I mean, I had to take it all in, but thinking about it, there wasn't much to think about. It's like the White House invited you to their science fair. What else is there to think about?
Yeah, that's a good point. So can you describe kind of how it all went? I mean, I've been to the White House for tours, but not many people get a chance to go to an actual ceremony. What was it like?
It was amazing. Out of the 100 kids, there was about 20 kids there who were presenting their research as boards, and those projects were incredible. There was one kid who had developed a way to detect pancreatic cancer faster, cheaper, and more efficient than what's being done in labs now. Someone else made a device that allowed for deaf people to listen to music. So there's projects that are really incredible there, which has motivated me to then do better next year so that I can go further with my project.
You'll stay on the same subject, though, continuing with the research to try. It's CFSE, is that the substance?
Yes.
Improve brain health, really. That's really exciting. You know, I have a I would think there are cancer implications there too.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah, that's very exciting. Now, I think you had a chance to say hello to President Obama. That had to be just incredible.
It's a very funny story, I think, how I kind of got to shake his hand and say hello. It's when we went into the ceremony room, I was sitting in the fourth row, and I thought that, okay, that's great. I have this amazing view, and then I got moved back like two rows for a bunch of photographers, and the lady who moved me back saw that I was kind of bummed out about that, so she was like, I have a better seat for you. So she put me in this line, and the line was the line of people who were going to sit on stage behind the president, and when they said, all rise for the president, he walked in, and he shook our hands, and it was a much better seat, I can tell you that.
I'll bet. So when you see the pictures, and they're at the Hive Pittsburgh website, you see the president and you see people sitting behind him. You were actually one of the people behind him?
Yes, I was in the first row of the seats behind him and two people to the right.
Wow. And you got to shake his hand eventually. And did he ask about your project at all?
No. It was like an extremely quick hello and it's great to meet you, because he was walking to the podium. But even that was great.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine how busy somebody like that is. But for him to take his time out to honor your work and the work of your peers is incredible. Who else did you meet? I know LeVar Burton was there, right? And Bill Nye. And were there some other people that struck you as particularly encouraging or interesting?
Yeah, I did meet Bill Nye. I also met Cal Penn, who I had a good conversation about my project with. So I just appreciated that there was people there who really did want to listen.
Terrific. So you mentioned the fashion work that you're doing, sports. You've got a lot of different interests. How do you find the time for everything? How do you manage your time?
With no sleep. No, I'm kidding. I find the time by, I guess, just having systems and having a discipline myself on what my priorities are. My first priority is definitely school, but from there, so I guess I get lucky sometimes with when things are scheduled and when they're not. So the science fairs I usually do are pretty spread out. So within the time where I'm not presenting science fairs, I can do other stuff. This year, I didn't play any sports. I only trained to then play next season.
This is Senkei Littlepool, who is 15 and the student at Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy. I mentioned your brother, Caleb, and your mom is here too, Pamela. Who else is in your family?
I have an older brother, Niger. He's 18, and he's a freshman in college. And I have my dad.
Have you thought about college yet?
I have. Since it's getting around that time, I've started to think about where I might want to go and what type of experience I'd like. I know I'd want somewhere that's like in a city, a larger school preferably, but if I'm in the middle of a big city, a large school is not that important.
What do you like about being in the city?
Well, I'm from New York, and there's, I guess, no other city like New York, so I really do, at times, miss New York and the big city life, and I do enjoy that lifestyle, so.
Yeah, it's funny. Even where I live, which is a near suburb, Avalon, which is just north of Brighton Heights, if I am out camping or in the woods, it's sometimes too quiet for me to fall asleep at night because I'm used to the sounds of, a neighborhood. What neighborhood in the north side is your family in now?
I do live in Brighton Heights.
In Brighton Heights, okay, so you're right down the road from me. Now, is there advice that there might be a younger boy or girl listening right now who either isn't quite getting it yet or wants to succeed and isn't, or maybe even is succeeding and isn't sure what to do. Is there any advice you'd have for younger people?
I'd say to always know when you can improve, because there's always room for improvement. A lot of people were talking to me and they were like, so where can you go from here? It's the White House. I know that I can definitely do stronger research this summer, and that I can try to go further in the science fairs that I do locally and maybe go to national science fairs. So always knowing when you can improve, but also celebrating the times that you did well. Just following what you're interested in as well. I remember my first ever project was on magnets, and it was an extremely boring project, I can tell you that.
Well, that's a secret, you know, to find out, because if you enjoy what you're doing, it's not work, right? It's just, it's fun and it's interesting. Yeah. How do you feel about failure, or about, you know, testing a hypothesis and having it not be correct? That's something you have to learn how to deal with, right?
Yeah, I think scientists are the best at coping with failure, because our experiments tend to fail a lot before we succeed. I know that with my project, I had a couple of failures. I don't want to say failures, but I guess miscalculations. that led to, I guess, failures. So it always leads room to improvement. So when you consistently are failing, you'll eventually get that find and retuned project. That's a much better result.
And I think you really have to have confidence that it's okay. Fail isn't even the exact right word, but it's okay for something to not work, because that's really the best way to learn and to sort of iterate until you figure out what it is you're trying to get to. Do you expect you'll continue at SciTech, certainly to graduation, I think, right?
Yeah, I only have 2 more years, and I plan to spend them at SciTech.
That's great. This is Senkei Littlepool, and Senkei was at the White House. Have you gotten much media attention here in Pittsburgh? Have any of the TV stations contacted you? I'm so happy that we have you here. I just think it's the biggest story of the week for me. It's amazing. How have your friends reacted?
They were like, "Oh my God, you shook Obama's hand." And I don't know. My mom says I'm too modest about the whole experience, but it was incredible.
Oh, so. You have it in perspective. Now, you're involved here at the Children's Museum, too, which I only found out about after talking to your mom. Jawanda Thurman and Kim Bracken tell me you've been involved as a mentor to kids here.
Tuesday through Thursday, I work here, and then sometimes I work the floor. I'm actually working the floor later today, so.
Oh, see ya. I'm going to be here all day until 4 o'clock today. You'll see a very tired Larry later today, so you can come down here, because we'll be making Mother's Day cards a little later today. Do you think your brother might want to say hello, too? We have time if, Caleb, do you want to come in and say hi? Come on in. We'll bring him into the conversation. He's got a great role model on you. How old is he?
He's 11.
Caleb, just, you can go right here. Slip on some headphones. It's 8 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Did you get to go on the trip, Caleb?
No.
No, your mom went with you, though, right?
Yes, she did.
So, Caleb, where do you go to school?
Pittsburgh Montessori.
An excellent school. And as long as you're on the radio, were you expecting to be on the radio?
No.
Well, now you are. What do you like to do?
Baseball, math, sleeping.
Sleeping, all those things. It's pretty exciting what happened to your brother this week. But you've got lots of things inside of you, too, as you get ready to get older. Have you thought about what you might want to do for a living?
No.
A little early at age 11. Do you remember when you were 11? Senkei.
What I've wanted to do has changed so much. I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be a doctor. I still want to be a doctor. I wanted to be a marine biologist. So it just changes.
Yeah, do you ever feel like you wish you could be all those things at once? I know I often wish I could have, you know, more than one career at the same time. What are you studying in school right now, Caleb? Like, what are you doing in math?
Exponents and like simplifying percentages.
Okay, so percentages to fractions, maybe to. How about in science?
Not much. We're doing like mixtures and solutions.
Oh, are you doing molarity yet? It's
not
probably
yet.
A little early for that. That happens in chemistry. How are your classes, Senkei, in terms of? For lack of a other way of putting it, how are they able to keep up with you? Are you finding science classes to be too easy, or are you being challenged?
Well, as you can tell, I'm someone who does a lot of things and has a lot of interests. So at SciTech, you choose a concentration in the 10th grade. So you either take environmental science, engineering, computer science, or biomedical science. And you would think I would take biomedical science, but I'm now taking environmental science for the next 2 years so that I can learn more about different fields.
Yeah, you know, there's an awful lot. That was my specialty as a practicing engineer, and there's a lot there that has analogs to biology. You've taken biology, I'm sure, right? Was biology hard for you?
No, it okay. wasn't actually. It was one of my favorite classes because it's something that, like, I always wanted to know more about. At SciTech, you actually have an interesting biology class because in ninth grade, you're pushed to have big ideas, which is an like interrelation course where you have biology, chemistry, and physics taught to you in 1 year, and you learn the key concepts and how they relate to each other so that then you're then prepared for your concentration.
That's sounds like the environment that has been created for you at SciTech. And that you're creating as part of SciTech is just tremendous. I really am pleased that Pittsburgh has a place like that for you. When you left New York, I don't know if you were wondering what it was going to be like here. It sounds like you're thriving, which is terrific. We only have about another minute or so, and I know you've got to go to class, too. You're at Point Park in photography today. Do I have that right?
Yes, I'm a part of the Still Feel Like Going On program, where we do photography to make social change.
And Caleb, where are you heading today?
The River City Brass.
Where's that?
River City Brass.
Oh, do you play?
Mm-hmm.
What do you play?
Trumpet.
Oh, excellent. That's not an easy instrument to learn how to play, and that should be a good experience. Anything else you guys would like to say?
I just overall like to say that my experience at the White House was amazing and that I know I'm going to continue with science fairs for a long time. And for anyone who's listening, I guess just find someone who's willing to help you along that way of doing science fairs and meeting new people and stuff like that. Because when I had started my project, I never knew it would take me this far.
Congratulations, Senke Littlepool. Caleb, thank you for being with us. And you're going to have a great life ahead of you, too, and you've got your older brother as well. And I hope you'll keep in touch. Maybe I'll see you up in Brighton Heights sometimes. Thanks so much. That's Senke Littlepool, who went to the White House this week, and I thank his mom, Pamela, for helping us arrange this. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio, and we have first